This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's some new data out today from Brandeis University on the racial wealth gap in this country. It has tripled in the past 25 years. Whites getting richer, African Americans not really. The study is ongoing, the same set of families, black and white, 25 years worth of research into total wealth, not just paychecks. Tom Shapiro did the analysis, which points to housing as a huge factor, how where you live affects how much wealth you have. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Is a shortcut way to say this, that the homes that white people own increase in value more quickly than the homes that black people own because they're in better places?
Well, I think as homes are bought in communities a little lower down in the socioeconomic ladder, housing wealth does grow. But the point is it doesn't grow nearly as much or as fast.
One of the other things that this study points out is unemployment as a major factor. And we couldn't talk to anybody that you followed for this study, but we got an excerpt from somebody who illustrates the point of this whole study. And we had one of our producers read it. Here's what it sounds like.
I've had no work the last 2 years. It's been tough. When I was making $70,000 and $80,000 a year, I was slowly getting ahead. I could plan, you know. I could send my kids to school. I could survive. I've been doing it on $20,000 a year for the last 2 years. It's hard.
What happened to this family? He went from $70,000 and $80,000 a year to now $20,000 a year?
What happened with this family, he starts out when we first interviewed him about 12 years ago, he's earning about $70,000 or $80,000 working in the telecommunications industry, and then goes into management in the construction industry. And the construction industry is hit really hard by the foreclosure crisis and the housing crisis. He loses his job. The family had been putting aside money for retirement. They cashed that in. This is a college-educated couple who had quote-unquote, had done everything right.
Well, on that topic, can you correlate achievement and this wealth gap? I mean, you know, your college-educated African-American family versus college-educated white family, and is there a disparity there?
For a typical white family, a dollar increase in average income over the 25 years returns about $5 in wealth. For that same typical African-American family, the same $1 average increase in income returns only 69 cents in wealth.
Get out of here. Hold on a minute. Really? That's crazy.
Really. That is crazy. Part of the equation there is that that typical African-American family has less wealth to start out with than that typical white family.
Knowing what you know about the past 25 or so years of your study of this data, what does the next 25 years predict?
There is a story that talks about, and the data tell this, the wealth in the African-American community has gone up tremendously over the past 25 years. We need to keep growing in a way that bring the African-American or the communities of color line closer, that is, put it on the same trajectory of growth and prosperity as that of the white wealth growth line.
Not to end on a downer, but what happens if we don't change that curve, don't change the trend line?
If we don't start to bend that curve, I fear. I know what toxic inequality looks like. Shared economic prosperity needs to be spread much, much more broadly for the United States to compete globally as an economy.
Tom Shapiro. He's at Brandeis University, where he directs the Institute on Assets and Social Policy. Tom, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.